to be a solid.
I do.
Now it's recording.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So have you practiced your interview questions? Do you have a good one?
not really. Do you have a good one?
Not
really.
Yeah, this will work. It's okay. That'll work. I did that before.
Is it on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have to do the thing where we say what day it is and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is for real.
Okay. It's Monday, October 17th, 2011. This is Ayatsi Fawn and Christian Curry. And we're interviewing Miss Lillian and Mama Cat.
Is that so official?
Your question. Okay, how long have you guys been working here in the food ministry?
I started January 11.
Oh.
When I started.
Huh?
You started when I started.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When did you start, Mama Cat?
Mama Cat, you've been here forever, haven't
uh-huh.
you?
Uh-huh. I've been here about 7 years.
Wow. So were you here when it began?
Yeah, when it first started having nothing.
But bread.
Nothing but bread.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And I used to go with them to Durham to pick up the bread.
Oh.
Because that's where we picked up the bread from.
The Entenmann's factory, is that right?
Huh?
At Entenmann's or something?
Something other.
What'd you say?
And she eat bread all the way back.
No, it wasn't sweet.
Oh.
But it's been a long time. I don't know what year it was, but the year they saw it. But one reason I did, when I first started here, I was volunteering at the VA hospital.
Yeah.
And the girl that was riding with me to the VA, she got sick and died. And so I didn't want to go by myself, so I said, well, I got to find something else to do. So I went to the hospital.
Yeah.
I signed up to volunteer there. And they didn't ever call me. So then when I found out they were doing this up here, I just wanted to find something to do, but I didn't want to go to work.
Yeah.
I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I signed up to volunteer at the hospital a couple of years ago, and they rejected me.
Is that, they must have rejected me. I didn't hear wrong.
I was so upset. Like, how do you reject a volunteer? I signed up to volunteer, and they didn't even...
I had a good time at the VA hospital. You know I did, because there were a lot of men there.
I tell you what, I really loved doing business. Before I came here, I used to volunteer at Chapel Hill Rehab.
Oh, really?
But the only thing, when I would take the patient to the dentist or the hospital, whatever, they was diabetic, and they would always want me to get them something sweet, and I couldn't take that. And they'd get mad with me. I couldn't take them back sick. And they would ask, what did they eat? And then they said, well, she give me some candy. I just had to quit because they would get very upset with me because I didn't do what they wanted me to do.
Uh-huh.
And they was on medication, all this stuff, and I couldn't.
Yeah.
Get all this stuff for them.
So, you know, you be the one accused.
Exactly. One of them be the passed out in there. And then they going to say, well, Miss Austin carried them to the hospital. What did you give them?
Uh-huh. That's right.
So I had to cut my little voluntary loose from that.
Yeah.
And then I came here. I'm trying to find me a little something else to do.
Yeah, something to get out of the house.
Yeah, I just stay in the house.
Yeah.
Because if I stay in the house, I don't do nothing but pull stuff out and leave it on the floor.
Well, what's your favorite part about volunteering here?
Oh, yeah.
Learning people and talking to people.
That's me, too.
And that joy of it, you know, like the people that work, I learned to love them. And the people that come through the line, I learned to love them. And
did you know Miss Lillian before you came
here? I knew her, but we didn't ever communicate. We would just see each other, you know.
Yeah.
Mama, did they tell me that they did it over here?
Yeah, the COVID ain't do it.
Why? You ain't gonna do it here tomorrow?
No.
She's recording.
That, though.
Y'all right.
They know.
I really enjoy working here because I get to meet a lot of people. And the second thing, I think I'm happy with people, you know, because
yeah.
So a lot of people come through the food ministry.
Yeah.
Living in my heart, I feel like they really need help. I mean, you know, as far as food.
Yeah.
And I enjoy meeting people. And sometimes I always be smiling and say, how you doing today? And whatever. And they say, you're so nice. You smile all the time.
Aww.
But some days I smile to keep them proud. I'm not lying because I be going through some stuff. I'm being honest with you. Because that pastor was going to preach yesterday, but the spirit was so high, she didn't get to preach. Her sermon would have been titled, "In Everybody's Life, Some Rain Must Fall."
Yeah.
But she didn't preach yesterday. We have a time up
in there.
Yeah?
Yes, we did.
Oh, I should have been there. But I was at my church yesterday.
Say anything else?
Do you guys have like a specific memory that you guys like made here, you know, that really like stands out?
Well, it's one guy that I met. I think I met him here first. He's a white, young white guy. And me and Mary used to go by McDonald's every Sunday morning and get a biscuit.
Yeah, you were telling me about that the other day.
And I think I met him up there. And then he started coming here. And every time he comes through this line, he really gets
me. Okay, you see me sticking
his hand on the hand.
Why you say something?
Every time he comes through here, he always reaches. Give me a hand.
I tried not to bother.
I didn't know they don't move back around here.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Oh.
It's hard people get down that step.
Yeah.
It very is. So, have you given anybody anything?
No,
Hollywood, I know, but I wasn't even thinking. When you were going to stop the door.
Well,
Do you see a lot of new people come, or is it the same people?
A lot of times, it's new people that I haven't seen, and a lot of times, people come through that. A long time ago. And they haven't been in a long time.
Don't put your hand on that end.
Then I can ask them where they've been, and they can tell me where they've been. And some of them, sometimes it's the same. But not every day.
Do you see like any trends, like people coming back during a certain time of the year? Is it like year round?
Most of the time it's kind of year round. They don't have a special time.
Yeah.
But it's real funny. Now, some people, you know, they come in routine.
Yeah.
But some people don't. And you about know who's going to come every day. And then you know who you're going to miss seeing for a day or two.
Yeah.
Even now, I think
I've noticed
that, too. Like,
you have noticed that,
now.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Just like our man Friday. I mean, he's been here a long time, but he used to have another woman.
Oh,
and he used to talk to me about her, you know, but now he doesn't, him and her broke up, because I finally asked him.
I thought he was not, he's so confusing. He told Christian that his favorite color was pink, and he said, you know what that means, and we took that to mean that he was gay, but apparently he's not gay, because he has a bunch of women.
Yeah, he had a lady that used to come with him, and the lady's daddy, they would tell me everything.
Oh, wow.
She would listen.
The lady, mom and daddy had bought them a car. And they came in here and told me about the car. They wanted me to go outdoors and see the car.
He was driving, Mama Cat.
Yeah, he was. I told her how we saw him on campus.
Yeah, he was driving a truck with some on it.
Yeah.
But she came up to my car when I was leaving. And she asked me where I was going. I said, I got to go home. And I said, because I said, I got to go home because I got somebody with my son and I got to be there at a certain time. And I said, because they're going to leave at 5. And so she, ain't got nothing you like today.
I tell you one thing, this same guy that I was telling you about that I did, and he always kissed me on the hand. One day my grandson came home and he needed some money, so he came with him.
Yeah.
So he said, is it your grandson? I said, yeah. Oh my goodness. Then I had to tell him the whole story about his daddy got killed. A bus hit him on his bicycle and killed him. And I took Ty when he was 2, and he's almost 22 now, and he's a senior. I just had to go all the way. And where did he go to school? I said, he goes to UNC Pembroke. I said, he got another year on his scholarship. Right. He said he's going to go and get his mask.
Wait a minute, I'll get to you when she comes back.
Because I'm getting ready to clean my grooves.
Well, you know what? That's the way I do when I get strawberries. I do it here when I get home. I'm sitting here. When I get home, I'll do my washing.
Yes, ma'am. I'll put some clothes out here and see.
Well, honey.
The most sweet.
We need it.
Take it out.
I thought I had got
everything out. We sure need it.
I'm doing something this weekend.
You didn't see me in that, did you?
No.
When you see something sweet, I thought it might have been me.
Why do you keep it?
So when they come.
No, that's
what? It's something else over there. Look good, Howard.
Are we still on or off?
We're on.
She done got off the
service. Oh, you know me. I do a little bit of everything in the wrong place. The wrong place at the wrong time. It's a good thing everybody know me.
Oh, I should put all this stuff up there. Get them on the table.
Mm-hmm. Get the what? You're quite welcome. Don't forget you owe me one.
Another thing about me and Marquette.
Yeah.
She was over on the other side. It was so nice when she was over there. And just last week they moved her back over here with me. I said, oh Lord, no, they didn't.
Man, I've been my
bag. Why do they move you?
You want a bag?
Yeah.
No, they didn't
move
Mama.
And she cried every day. Every day I was over there. Every day she would say, no, you're crying. Because I was over there.
You know what? She needed to go to the altar.
Yes.
She got to go. We had a revival.
This week.
No, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, yeah, because homecoming is Sunday.
Who?
Homecoming.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Good, y'all.
Yeah, I plan on coming.
What night?
I might come all of them. You know, I always come up here to revival when it go on.
When you come, I'm going to get you by the hand and take you on to the altar. That's why I want to know when you come.
So you know how folks used to do? Go and get them. They don't give them a chance to say no.
get them by the hand and take them on up there. Come on, Kat,
you know what? You can push that cheese up further. That's too piled up. I think that's some soup or something.
No, it's tofu.
Oh, you know what it is. I don't. Lillian?
Man.
Oh, you okay?
I'm all. This is all.
Pull the bag. Pull them out of the bag.
I'm not pulling them out of no bag, Mary. Catherine.
You done it.
I got up
It is.
Got three things full.
What, three boxes?
Yeah, three of these things here.
Them some pretty potatoes.
I know, but there's a lot of people out there in Hollywood.
Okay, that's
it. Yeah, and let them get, they can get five or six. Don't give them the whole thing.
You better cut that off, because she's going to say something out of order. We have one more thing.
Okay, ask me something.
We want to know what working here, what food means to you. Like
having food, like what meaning does food have for you specifically? Like, does it bring people together, or what does it do for you?
I really think it does. I think it brings people closer together.
I think so too.
Uh-huh.
I agree.
Even the people that come in and the people, yeah.
You think like being here, you built like relationships with people?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
She said,
wrap it up. Yeah, I think
this
so.
Interview's done. Okay, do it again.
Now, y'all want me to preach?
Yeah, do
I
it.
I want to preach.
You wasn't going to hear that.
Now we going to
watch that.
We need
that. Yes, okay.
Right, won't you?
Okay, she's going to stay here with me. So wait.
I would.
Sometimes it would be a bowl, sometimes, you know, a clink. Well, something was in there all the time. And so it was this little lady I used to take to church. She was in a wheelchair.
Did she die?
Yes, she died.
Everybody rides with you, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, Bill was sitting at the table yesterday, kind of. How many people had rode with me to church that died? You know, ride with me 2 or 3 years, and then they die. But it was... But it was so funny, you know, she was older than I am. She was older than I am now, really. But anyway, she was on a wheelchair.
Right.
And I would bring her, pick up and take her to church every Sunday. And so I would always have my bow on, you know. And so she told me, she said, "Where do you buy your bows?" I said, "Most anywhere, wherever I go, you know, and see some." And she said, "Well, you got a lot of, I'm going to get me some." And her hair was real thin. And you know, when you clipped it on, you could see that, you know, still see a bald spot. But she bought her bows and started wearing them every day.
Oh,
she never showed it.
Why did you stop wearing them?
Well, after a while, I got too old, and I figured, you know, wait, now that they're coming back in style, I'm finna wear them.
Well, I have a few more years left to wear them.
Yeah.
I had to stop.
Well, you see, I'll say,
thank
it
you.
Is. But now they are really back in style. I'm going to start wearing them. But I was wearing it back here, but I'm going to start wearing it over here.
Are you wearing them on the back here?
Uh-huh.
So like right
here?
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah.
So put them on my side like Christian has?
Uh-huh. Okay, let me I still got a lot of pretty ones at home.
They was on the left side,
but then
I moved them.
You're going to have to go somewhere else. Go to Bobber.